Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting second. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Milt Pappas. And now, play ball. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham bunts towards the mound. Pappas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fox moves to third. Cunningham moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Triandos for a passed ball. Fox scores. Cunningham moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cunningham tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maxwell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Adair moves to second. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Gentile reaches second base with a double. Adair scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Snyder. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Smith moves to third. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smith scores. Aparicio moves to third. One out. It's 3-1, White Sox. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pappas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-1 in the game. Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carrion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is hit by the pitch. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hansen moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Adair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pappas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Snyder. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-1 in the game. Maxwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-1 in the game. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gentile hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Carrion and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Carrion hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0 for 1 in the game. Buzzard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. Triandos is called out on strikes. One out. Marv Breeding pinch hits for Ron Hansen. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0 for 1 in the game. Pappas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Breeding now playing second base. Jerry Adair now playing shortstop. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Dick Lupke now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Lupke. Cunningham moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Cunningham scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Robinson moves to third. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Adair hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 2 in the game. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Smith is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Aparicio moves to third. Dick Hall now pitching. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0 for 2 in the game. Buzzard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Powell reaches second base with a double. Robinson moves to third. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 2 in the game. Triandos hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Triandos reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. Powell scores. It's 5-4, White Sox. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Carrion for a passed ball. Triandos moves to third. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0 for 1 in the game. Breeding strikes out. One out. Charlie Lau pinch hits for Dick Hall. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Triandos tags and scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 5, Orioles, 5. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Adair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dean Stone now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Adair. The throw from Carrion and he is safe. Adair steals second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Heft now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Landis strikes out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cunningham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. Cunningham moves to third. It's 6-5, White Sox. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-3 in the game. Maxwell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smith is walked intentionally. Wes Stock now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Floyd Robinson now playing left field. Mike Hershberger now playing right field. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-3 in the game. Herzog takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gentile hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herzog moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into center field. Landis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Landis. Herzog scores. Gentile moves to third. Robinson moves to second. It's White Sox, 6, Orioles, 6. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Powell is walked intentionally. Mike Joyce now pitching. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Triandos is called out on strikes. One out. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-2 in the game. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to home to get Gentile. Robinson moves to third. Powell moves to second. Two outs. Jackie Brandt pinch hits for Wes Stock. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Sadowski pinch hits for Mike Joyce. Bob Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Triandos for a passed ball. Landis moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Bauman now pitching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Adair hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Cunningham strikes out. 1 out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 doubles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gentile hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Gentile reaches second base with a double. Dave Nicholson pinch runs for Jim Gentile. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bauman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham fields it and throws to second for the out. Nicholson moves to third. 1 out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Baltimore Orioles, 6. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.